You're listening to a 95 BFM podcast.
It's high time for What's the Buzz with the New Zealand Drug Foundation. Brought to you by thelevel.org.nz. Straight up drug info.
Nice warm welcome to Hayden from the Drug Foundation. And know your stuff. Oh, and the level, right?
The level, yeah.
The level.
I think that's an old sting that we'll need to replace because while we're still friends with Know Your Stuff, they're not sponsoring this segment anymore.
All right. So, Hayden, you're joining us on a bi-weekly basis to give us the latest information and harm reduction advice on drugs in Aotearoa.
Yeah. Yeah, really looking forward to it. I've drawn the short straw and I'm the first one up here, but I think... we'll send some other people up who've got different expertise within our organisation. So, our science advisor to talk more on the science side of things and our harm reduction manager to talk a bit more about what we do for harm reduction. But, yeah, thought I'd come in today and set the scene ahead of the busy summer season.
Yeah, the summer season when people do go out and people do enjoy a party time. Mm. And, the Drug Foundation offers drug checking. So yes. It's legal for people to go and get their stuff checked, which clears up any sort of doubts or confusion about what you might be putting into your body, because you guys can give people a heads up on what you've found.
Yeah. So drug checking, I guess people probably mostly think of it in terms of what has been offered at festivals in the past. Mm-hmm. But since it got legalized a few years ago, we've had massive growth in drug checking services just in the community, like every week. And so this year we've had huge growth in the number of people coming through, which is awesome. We run drug checking every weekday out of our office on Dominion Road in Auckland. Mm-hmm. And there's drug checking most days of the week across the country in the main centres at least. Yeah.
What sort of stuff are you finding at the moment?
Well, I guess that's one of the things I kind of wanted to talk about today is that we're coming into the weird shit season.
Everyone's trying to make a buck, eh?
Yeah. Well, like, don't get me wrong. Like, we do find stuff that people aren't expecting right throughout the year.
Yes.
But in summer, I mean, it's kind of common sense when you think about it. So in summer, the demand goes up, like more people are taking drugs, mm-hmm. and something's got to fill that gap, right? And so what can happen is kind of that gap gets filled with more kind of dangerous alternatives, mm-hmm. or potentially dangerous alternatives. So we do see an increase in drugs being not what people thought they were buying.
Yes.
Over that period. One example is cocaine. For starters, we've been seeing way more cocaine use in New Zealand. That's a global trend at the moment, yep. because of a big increase in cocaine production. But we've been seeing lots more cocaine coming into the country. And one thing that we do on The Level, which is our website where you can get kind of all of this information, is we put the most recent data on what we've been finding at drug checking clinics for the most popular drugs where we have enough data that it's meaningful. So for cocaine, for example, we've got the data up there for what we've been finding over the last 3 months. Mm-hmm. When we did that in November, I think it was around 15% was not what people expected, mm-hmm. 15% of cocaine that people brought in. And then when we just updated at the start of December, that's gone to like 33%.
33% of what people brought in has not been cocaine?
Yeah.
Oh, man.
Or has been cocaine mixed with something else.
Yes.
Psychoactive.
Okay.
Yeah.
Oh, man.
And so that's like kind of a pretty clear indication that we're heading into that season.
Yes.
And the other thing that we are involved with as well is we feed into High Alert, which is our drug early warning system for New Zealand. Mm-hmm. And what they do is they, from a whole range of information, so from the more dangerous stuff we find in drug checking clinics, from what customs is finding at the border, from what people are being hospitalized for, they put out alerts about potentially dangerous drugs that are in circulation.
Yes.
And we've seen quite a few recently, again, of kind of some pretty weird and concerning stuff. So recently we've seen mercury sold as MDMA, in Wellington, which is very dangerous and really concerning. We've seen heroin sold as cocaine in Auckland, which
actually kill you stone dead, right?
Well, it depends how much you took. So yes. Yeah, obviously they're very different drugs. Yep. And if you took heroin thinking it was cocaine, then the likelihood of an overdose is quite high. Yeah. Yep. And so we detected that at our drug checking clinic. And then there's also been new synthetic cathinones detected as well in MDMA. So synthetic cathinones, sometimes called bath salts. Mm-hmm. And they kind of mimic the effects of MDMA initially, mm-hmm. but can then have really unpleasant effects and have caused kind of, you know, hospitalizations and deaths as well. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Okay. So we got over just quickly in the background here, opened up all three websites, the New Zealand Drug Foundation, The Level, and also High Alert. So the drug checking that you guys offer on Dominion Road, is that happening how many days a week?
So we do that Monday to Friday from 11 till 3. But then there's also usually most weeks other drug checking clinics. So we have been offering monthly at the Hemp Store, a clinic. We do clinics in West Auckland and South Auckland. We do one at the Needle Exchange on K Road. So basically the easiest way to find the soonest drug checking clinic is to go to thelevel.org.nz, mm-hmm. and there's a drug checking calendar there where you can find your nearest clinic. And yeah, chances are there'll be one in the next couple of days. In the run-up to New Year's, it does get pretty busy, and also there aren't many clinics over the kind of Christmas period. So I would suggest if people kind of have their stuff sorted for like New Year's or for partying over that season, get it checked before the 21st, because that's when clinics tend to wrap up in Auckland, at least. Yeah.
Yes. Okay. So first and foremost, the best piece of advice you reckon for harm reduction is to get your stuff checked, just to make sure you know what it is you're putting into your body.
Totally. That is the number one piece of advice for us is get it checked. If you can't come to a clinic, we also do send out free nitazine and fentanyl test strips anywhere in New Zealand. Mm-hmm. So we haven't talked about those two drugs yet, but basically they're both super potent synthetic opioids that have been found sold as lots of other drugs. In Australia, they've been sold as every different type of drug. In New Zealand, we've seen it in a couple different types. We've seen it in some sold as benzos and also sold as some other opioids. But that's super dangerous. Like nitazines, I know people are probably familiar with fentanyl just because of how big a crisis there's been in North America around fentanyl. Nitazines can be up to 40 times more potent than fentanyl. And so we're super concerned about those. So yeah, we're giving away free nitazine and fentanyl test strips, which people, again, can order on the level.
What else do you have, just as far as advice goes, for harm reduction outside of testing your stuff?
I think the main thing, and this is kind of, we've actually just been going through a process of putting together our like campaign for the summer. Mm. And I think one thing that we've kind of heard when we've been talking to people is like people don't want to be told to plan ahead, but probably the best piece of advice is just to kind of like be in the know mm-hmm. what to expect. That's actually one of the main reasons we put together The Level, was we wanted to just put together some real straight up information about like what to expect, what the effects are, what some like undesirable effects might be, how to know if you've had too much, what to do if you need help, what are the kind of danger signs where you might need to get help for your friends. So yeah, the drug information section of The Level has just a huge A to Z of most drugs that people might be taking in New Zealand, with just some really good advice there.
Here's one of your top stories. Here's what happens when you mix cocaine and alcohol.
Yeah. It creates a whole new drug in your body.
A whole new drug?
Yeah.
Oh, man.
Yeah. So, yeah, you can read all that exciting story on The Level.
Excellent. Now, is there anything else you wanted to cover off this morning, Hayden?
No, I think, like, yeah, again, drug checking is still really new, and people are still I think, you know, quite rightly kind of skeptical of it because, you know, drugs are still illegal to take.
Yes.
But drug checking is completely legal and it's completely free and it's completely confidential. And when people do kind of get over the barrier of coming in, they're always really amazed by like, oh, like it's so amazing that this exists.
Yes.
We legally can't ask you your name or any details.
Mm-hmm.
We just give you it straight. We tell you what we've found. We have a chat about what you're going to do to stay safer. Yeah.
Yes. And when you get your stuff tested, you usually get like a cool code name, like Omega Cowboy or something.
Yeah, we do have a code name system to keep people anonymous, but so we can still keep track of all the samples. So yeah, we stick with animals at the
animals.
Foundation, but there's other code name systems.
I saw a drug checking some results or a card from a couple of months ago, and I was like, man, that person's got a sweet code name.
Yeah.
I can't remember what it was, but it was good.
I think if you can get to a drug checking clinic before Christmas, like before the end of next week, it'll be really worthwhile. Even just to kind of, you know,
have confidence in what you're taking, you know, and yeah, it's best practice.
Totally. Yeah. You're going to have, I think that someone who cause we kind of take turns at being on duty for drug checking in the office for our kind of weekday drug checking. And one of the conversations I had with someone, they basically just said that, you know, they have a much better time when they're not having to think about whether they've got something kind of unexpected or dangerous
totally.
In their drugs. Like even just that confidence makes them have a much better time.
Yeah. A world of difference.
Yeah.
All right. Hayden from the Drug Foundation, thank you so much for coming in this morning. We encourage everyone to check out thedrugfoundation.org.nz. thelevel.org.nz, and if you are or you just want to see some of the bad crap that's going around at the moment, check out highalert.org.nz. Awesome.
Thanks.
Cheers, brother.
See you.
That was What's the Buzz with the New Zealand Drug Foundation, brought to you by thelevel.org.nz. Straight up drug info.
That was a 95BFM podcast. Support 95BFM with a B-card. Go to 95BFM.com/signup.